This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, Thursday, June 4th here. This is the DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria, D as in Doug Steffen, J as in Jennifer Horn, V as in Victoria Keelan here on the ready. Jennifer focusing now on, I suppose, names in the news maybe. George Floyd, a familiar name. The police, what's the latest? You want to give us a general quick summary of all this, Jennifer?
Sure, the charges have been upgraded in the case of George Floyd. So yesterday, Keith Ellison, who's the attorney general in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, went to a podium and said, we have upgraded charges against Derek Chauvin, who is the officer who actually had his knee on the throat of George Floyd for 8 minutes. And they upgraded. Originally, the charge was manslaughter and third-degree murder, which most people don't realize. Third-degree murder is only a thing in certain states, and it's kind of an unintentional killing.
So they murder, murder is murder, though, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, there's first degree, second degree. So first degree would be that he woke up in the morning plotting to go after George Floyd and killed him. Second degree, which is now what they've upgraded the charges to, that he intentionally tried to kill him, and then kind of an unintentional charge of manslaughter kind of filters off. So manslaughter and second-degree murder is a new charge against Derek Chauvin. The other three officers who had not been charged previously were all charged with aiding and abetting a second-degree murder and their own charges of manslaughter. So all four of them are now have been apprehended. They're in custody and have been charged. There's a memorial service today for George Floyd in Houston. So that'll happen 2 p.m., I think, East Coast time.
Did I see that Joe Biden was going to go to that?
Two, and I'm not sure. Yes, he is. The answer is yes, but I'm not sure which one he's going to, because there's actually two. The one today is in Houston, and then there's going to be another one in Minneapolis.
Or he's going to Minneapolis for another event. So I think that he'll be at the one in Minneapolis. He's apparently been in contact with the family a couple of times.
Yeah. All right. So that's the update on that. Another name in the news is Rand Paul. The fact that he's on his own again. And I'm here speaking. I chuckle because I find myself in alliance with most of his political points of view, but I don't get... He sometimes is so out on a limb.
But he's spectacularly consistent. And some days people want to... They can't stand him, and some days they want to hug him, and that's kind of who he is. And as much as literally probably 50% of his decision making I don't agree with, I respect the fact that he stays very consistent. Now, I don't know if sometimes he just doesn't pick the right battles, I think, and this may be one of those times.
Yeah, this is bad. This is a bad visual.
But
we're talking about him being opposed to the anti-lynching bill that's in Congress right now that pretty much everybody is for the obvious reason. Hello, how do you... he says it's too broad. How do you... Well, I don't even understand what that means. What does it mean it's too broad? Too broad what?
He wants this person to lynch
and the other one is not okay to lynch?
He said he wants to make the bill better. He said that, in theory, the Senate could quickly, unanimously pass the House bill, send it to Trump. But he said that the Senate would use several days to kind of do roll call, adjust the bill, and pass it. Mm. I guess the Senate had its own anti-lynching bill, which he prefers, making lynching a federal crime. But the House bill, which passed in February, is different. And Paul said that it won't move quickly without some changes. So
so we don't know specifically what he wants to change.
He says everyone agrees that lynching is terrible. It must be condemned and outlawed. But they're not figuring out specifically how to do it. That's what he's
saying. I want to hear the first guy who goes public and says, lynching's okay with me.
And to be fair, it's a lot of times the way they write these bills, and this is one of the overhauls, and this is something non-political, because Democrats and Republicans do it all the time. They add stupid things into bills that everybody agrees with, so that the pressure is on everyone to pass the bills so they don't look like jerks like Rand Paul. I mean, the headline is Rand Paul doesn't support anti-lynching bill.
Right.
That makes him look like he's pro-lynching, and I don't think that that's what he is.
But that's how it reads.
But that's
another name in the news is Mad Dog Mattis. He was the defense secretary till when? Earlier this year? When did he
get out? Last year sometime, I think.
Last year? Okay. He appears...
I'm in a time warp. It all blends together.
Yeah, me too.
All I can tell you is he no longer is the secretary of defense.
And he doesn't like Trump. What did he say about
that
him?
That wasn't a real secret. Clashed a lot.
Yeah, it's easy to clash with Trump.
He's never publicly spoken out about it. Although he had promised that he was going to write a book, but he hasn't done it up until this point. And so he took issue with the idea of Trump deploying the military to maintain law and order in the streets. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of Republicans and Democrats feel that way. I do think it should be an option for the president to do, because you have to maintain law and order or things just go crazy. That's not good for anybody. But is it appropriate today to deploy the military? No. And I don't think Trump thinks it's appropriate today to deploy the military. Trump just talks about the options that he has, I think, in an effort to try to encourage governors to get control of their states.
All right. Let me ask you something about in-person voting versus voting by mail. I saw something on my Facebook page yesterday that was posted about using the mail for this, that, or the other thing, so why can't we use it to vote? And I looked at it and I thought to myself, okay, well, there's an argument there, but I just don't feel comfortable. I want to go, and I want to be seen, and I want to be registered, and I want to know that my ballot goes into a box that somebody is actually going to count. When you put something in the mail, you know, what do we do with a lot of the mail that we get? We throw it in the wastebasket. And I'm not suggesting that's what's going to happen, but there's
too many things
do
we mail that don't arrive?
Yeah, they don't get
there. I don't take issue with people voting by mail if they choose to. I mean, I like to show up and go to the polls.
Yeah.
And, you know, do my civic duty. But I don't have an issue with people doing it, whatever you choose. What I do take issue with is the governor in my state, and this is why we talk about this, is that Newsom had sent out an executive order about last month under the guise of coronavirus, which it is kind of a stretch at best. He said just everybody on the voter rolls would be sent a ballot so that they could vote in the upcoming election. And that is what's dangerous, because the voter rolls are not accurate. They're bloated. If anybody is being honest with you, they will tell you that. There are dead people registered.
That's true. But I thought the clarification
registered
was that everyone was being sent an application for a ballot.
No.
And if you
everybody
replied
was being
back,
sent a ballot.
Depends on where you are in California.
He just changed the order, but the original order that people were he changed the order this week. But that's because
so it's an application that people will get, and then if a living person responds to the ballot,
of the proposals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I don't. If you trust the mail and that's how you want to vote, good on you. That's how my mom votes. That's how Jeff votes. That's how a lot of people in my life choose to vote.
Not me.
That's what you want to do.
It's how the president votes. He votes by mail to Florida.
It doesn't even, like, to me, it doesn't matter as long as you're asking for the ballot. The problem, the thing that I take issue with is, and especially in California where ballot harvesting is legal, it leaves you ripe for voter fraud. If you have ballots sitting around in houses where people are dead, or you have illegal immigrants because of our motor voter program in California receiving ballots, if you have all of that out there, then you have the opportunity for people to go in, fill out those ballots, turn them in. I mean, it's to me, it feels so wrong to be able to pick up 200 ballots from a nursing home and go turn them in at a voting booth.
How do you know
that's wrong, but yet that's allowed under the law.
One last name in the news quickly, Ellen DeGeneres, criticized for deleting a tweet about what? What did she say about people of color?
She said people of color, and people flipped out.
Why? Just because she said that?
Yes.
Who's flipping out? Come on.
I'm talking about our cancel culture. The same thing with Drew Brees, who said that he won't stand for people disrespecting the flag. you know, can we just be kind? Like, that doesn't mean he's a racist. That means he respects the flag.
People of color is a reference
that
we all use.
A lot of black people have defended this country. And
see, that's the problem. It goes too far. Some of this stuff is going
too much.
Well, I mean, look, Ellen has a lot of people who do not like her. She's an out lesbian. She's, you know, there are a lot of conservative people who do not like her.
But she certainly is liberal. And the liberals would, what's wrong with saying whether she's liberal or conservative? What's wrong with saying people of color?
Yeah, it's the cancel culture. It's progressives who say, oh, people of color, we can't say that anymore.
Okay. Now, it's time for us to view our clip of the day. View, I use that term in a rather frivolous way because you can't view it, but you can listen to it. If you go to clip of the day at djvshow.com, the one that's posted there now is a focus on restaurants reopening and the conversation that we have about the latest offerings from some of the fast food chains. Denny's, IHOP, Olive Garden, all that good stuff. We have our own reviews of our own circumstances and our own experiences, and some of them are fabuloso. Listen to us talk about the restaurants reopening, et cetera, et cetera. If you'd like to get a chuckle, maybe there's some information here that's of value. Check us out, djvshow.com, for the clip of the day. You can listen. I think we finally have the audio. We went through about a week of not having the audio. I'm talking about everybody go listen to the clip of the day, and you couldn't listen to it, as there was some refusal there, but it's all straightened out. Clip of the day and the program you can hear in its entirety repeated all day long at djvshow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Would you like to look better and feel better? Get results when it comes to losing weight? This product, Calitrin, that I've been talking about now for a number of years, will work for you, guaranteed, or your money back. I was just looking at the information that is on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You want to look at the science of this. You want to see stories, real stories of real people who have had real success with this. Then go to toploss.com and check it out. Because I know a lot of you want to lose weight, and this is the proven way, the safe way to lose weight. All natural, no stimulants, no drugs. I underscore that all the time. I underscore how they have fabulous offers. By the way, if you really want to get the whole family all involved in this thing, they have a payment plan. If you want to get everybody, or maybe you buy a whole bunch of this stuff, you can buy three and get three free now using the code DJV, and there's no shipping charge with the DJV code as well. So get the optimum way and get to the optimum weight, the optimum way, W-E-I-G-H and W-A-Y, to lose weight. Keep it off. It's toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Throwback Thursday time. Victoria doesn't sleep usually on Wednesday night because she's so excited about what will happen on Thursday with Throwback Thursday. And the Dugger does his disc jockey routine, as is right at the height of my being a disc jockey. My career sort of hit a higher mark in 1968 when I got out of school. So we start with the top five songs for this week in 1968. Tommy James and the Shondells. About whom I have never been a thrilling supporter. I never thought they were. I just never liked it. Anyway, the story of Moni Moni is pretty simple, and I just told it to Victoria off the air. Tommy James lived in Passaic, New Jersey, which is not too far off the beaten path as you're heading into Newark and New York. And he lived in an apartment. There was a big sign across the street. During the time when we were all kids, the big insurance company in the East was Mutual of New York. It was a life insurance company. And on their advertising on the billboards, it said M-O-N-Y for Mutual of New York. Tommy James looking out his window and sees M-O-N-Y, and that's where he comes up with the lyric line for this song. How the hell, what his thought process was, I don't know, but I remember hearing him tell that story. So that's it, the story of Moni Moni, Mutual of New York, you can think of that. Moni Moni, number five this week, 1968, Tommy James and the Shondells. Okay, bubblegum time now. This was the beginning of the bubblegum music craze, and one of the outfits that contributed greatly to it, the Ohio Express. Number four this week was Yummy, 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 I Got Good Things in My Tummy, amongst other things. All right, crank this up, will you, Phil Wilson? I love this. One chord only. This is one of those songs recorded about 40 minutes in a studio with a studio group. They never had another song. This was it. But they worked for a company, the label, that did all the bubblegum stuff. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. Number four this week in 1968. All right. Now we get to the good stuff. Archie Bell and the Drells. That's the silliest song. So much fun. Listen to the lyric line and tighten up. Number three. There you go. You know this song, Jerry?
I
heard
it. I don't, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I love the silly beat. I love this kind of
song. Yeah, I do too. But listen to it. That's it. That's the whole thing, pretty much. 3.5 minutes of tighten up. Alright, of all the songs that are on the list this week in the top five, number two is my favorite. Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals. I used to use this as a theme for one of my morning shows many moons ago, Victoria. It's a beautiful morning. Rascals.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is. And he lived in New York, so he didn't find much clean yeah, he's very creative. This guy came up with some great lyric lines. All right, many of you like the number one song. This was the number one tune for 3 weeks in a row during 1968. Simon and Garfunkel, I always call that. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, with a song from the movie, Mrs. Robinson. It was never in the movie, but told the story of the movie. Yep.
Number did they write this after they saw the movie?
I don't remember that part of the story, but it was not in the movie.
Right.
But I think maybe they might have. Yeah, I think they may have done that. This was really a trend-setting movie. If there was a trend-setting movie in 1968, this was it. Everybody was talking about this movie. Oh, yeah, everybody. It was what put puts his face on the map. Actually. All right, 28 after the hour here. Top five songs this week in 68 on the DJV show.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pipple's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4-line offer requires at least 1 port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House watchers wondering about the future of Defense Secretary Mark Esper as Pentagon chief now that he says he doesn't support invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty soldiers to help with national unrest after the death of George Floyd, which puts him at odds with President Trump.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now.
That is, former Trump defense chief James Mattis has denounced the president in a statement released yesterday describing him as a threat to the Constitution. In an extraordinary condemnation, Mattis says he backs the peaceful protesters angered by the death of George Floyd and says the president is trying to turn Americans against one another. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We mentioned moments ago that former President Barack Obama has been speaking out against the death of George Floyd. Well, former Presidents Jimmy Carter and George W. Bush have been doing the same, both condemning racism and police brutality. In a statement yesterday, Carter said, as a white male from the South, he knows all too well the impact of segregation and injustice on African Americans. And he says the violence isn't the answer. Carter says people of power, privilege, and moral conscience must stand up and say no more to a racially discriminatory police and justice system. The World Health Organization says there is no evidence the coronavirus is mutating in ways that would make it more deadly or more easily spread, as some have claimed. Yesterday, WHO emergency program leader Dr. Mike Ryan said researchers haven't seen any particular signal that leads them to believe that the virus has changed in its nature. And forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the Central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay off the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four after the hour. It's Thursday, the 4th of June, on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Victoria, Keelan. Let's go back to Minneapolis for a moment. I'm looking, Victoria, online at all these stories about the tensions and the police pushing back and the protesting and what is being called for by various groups, whether there should be discipline because of misconduct on the part of the police. And maybe the most interesting aspect of this is going to Minneapolis itself, where the public school board voted to terminate its contract with the police department. You know, most school systems have security at their games or events, that sort of thing. And so the students there have been protesting the police department. Apparently they have been working on trying to get them out of the system for years, saying the money could be used for other purposes. And I understand that. I don't know much about Minneapolis. My sister lives there, but I, you know, we don't talk about it that much. We don't talk about we don't talk about much of anything, but we don't talk about this stuff. And so I don't have a preconceived notion as to what's going on there. I mean, if you compare Minneapolis to me, isn't like a lot of metropolitan cities on either coast. But it seems they have the same sort of problems or attitudes toward the police there. And maybe this is something. What are the police? Who runs? I'd be wondering if I lived there. Who's the guy that's the police chief, or is it whoever it is? Who's the mayor? And who's running the city? And how are they running the city? If this kind of stuff is allowed to happen, or has been, if they've had a problem there with over-policing for a number of years, and I do think that that's part of the problem, even though I'm sensitive to those who say, you know, we're approaching a point of being too critical to the police, about the police. The other side of it is I don't want to be cowed into, you know, this whole line of all police are great and how dare you question them, blah, blah, blah.
There are a lot of police everywhere. Who also feel that changes must be made. There are a lot of police who are standing on the side.
You see that video of the guy sitting on the lawn yesterday talking to, there was a video of a police officer sitting on the lawn in some community talking to some black people. He had his mask on, but they just sat down and they talked about what was going on.
There are plenty of good cops who are trying to listen.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, they're trying to understand better. And that's so important. Another part of the problem, though, and this is in major cities all across the country, the people who are on the police force, fire department, first aid, paramedics, all of them, they can't afford to live in the neighborhoods in which they serve.
Yeah.
And a lot of that also creates a bit of a problem. If you are, let's say you grew up in a small town, you become a police officer, and you work in that same town, there's a sense of community that you're already ingrained into, and you're not an outsider coming into a small town and into a community and not understanding how that community dynamic works. That's a big problem. But the police and the fire and paramedics, they can't afford to live in major cities, in any city across the country. They don't get paid enough. So I think that a lot of things have to be discussed, and the entire structure, I think, needs to change.
So here's something interesting, whether you knew this or not. That's why I love doing this for a living, because you're exposed to so much information, and you synthesize it, you sift through it, you think, okay, what's good, what's bad, what's worthy of attention. The governor of Virginia, who's received his own a bit of attention of late, his name is Ralph Northam, is going to announce today that they're going to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee, a Confederate general, that's in the Capitol. And I think to myself about symbols and what they mean, and sometimes I think we go a little bit too far. I find it outrageous that people are so ignorant that they, you know, here's the Confederate flag. That's not the Confederate flag at all. People think that the red with the dots and the X on it, that wasn't the Confederate flag. And yet it's posted everywhere as people say, oh, this is the Confederate flag. No, it wasn't the Confederate flag. But it's a symbol that, because so many people think that it is, that raises ire among people, and statues like this or anything.
But anyone who's flying the battle flag or whatever, they think it's the Confederate flag, and it's the same intent. So whether it's the wrong flag or not, they're not flying it with the right intent at heart.
Well,
anyway,
what is the right intent? In that case, there's no...
I don't know why anybody would want to support a symbol that had such an ugly history.
Yeah. It sure
why can't we all have that reaction to, you know, we all look at swastikas and we go, oh, my God, like, why would anyone even want that symbol anywhere?
We have
anywhere?
A virile reaction.
As we should.
Yep. So then I go back to Rand Paul and the optics of his being opposed to the anti-lynching bill. And I just think to myself, somebody, although he
is
consistent.
Well, I do think it is fair, though, to say, because, look, I'm not a huge Rand Paul fan, but
I
think it's fair.
Most of the
I know,
time.
But I think it's fair to say that he's not opposing lynching itself. No. There's something in the bill that we haven't quite figured out yet.
Well, you know, that's the case. That's why I like him, There are so many bills that don't get scrutiny, that don't get shown the light of day, and they throw so much damn pork into all of them. And that's been the problem with a lot of these bills that have been passed quickly. The PPP bill and the other one to send $1,200 to everybody. By the way, there's $268 billion worth of those checks that have been cashed by the government. And the PPP thing has been, I think it's $350 or $60 billion so far. They're trying to push another $400 through, but they're loading it up with pork. Both sides. So guys like Rand Paul say, wait a minute, nope. And at least he's got a voice, and the news media pays attention to him, so that if somebody says, oh, wait a minute, what's the problem here? Rand Paul says it's got this in it and that. You know, how many other Casper Milquetoasters in Congress and in the Senate? Not so much in the Senate, because pretty much everybody's got a voice there. But in the House, nah, there are only a few. Think about the people that you hear of in the House that really make noise. Pelosi, you don't even hear that much about Steny Hoyer anymore, who is her lieutenant. I haven't heard much about AOC lately. Have you or that bunch, those women?
Well, the House is in recess, so AOC has been very busy. I follow her on Instagram. She's been busy with, food banks, and she's in the Bronx right now and handing out masks, and she's been very busy. But she's in her home district, and that's what she vowed to do. She wanted to spend as much time in her home district as possible.
Yeah. All right, this situation, the coronavirus, which has occupied our time and space, I think I predicted earlier in the week that it would be replaced as number one story on the charts this week, Talkers Magazine's top 10. I think the number one thing is going to be Floyd. But number two, obviously, we still talk a lot, even though things are calming down a little bit. The Department of Health and Human Services has not allotted the money in aid to the hospitals and health clinics that need it. And I wonder why that is. I mean, we're passing all this money around. Why aren't they supporting the legislation and the relief bill set aside $175 billion to support the hospitals and stuff, but it hasn't been distributed?
No. And a lot of hospitals are on the brink of bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's like AMC. They're going bankrupt. You can kiss them goodbye.
Now, in fairness, AMC was in a lot of trouble before the virus hit. AMC had been, a very soft target for a lot of companies. Amazon tried to buy it. I think someone else merged with it. Yeah. I would not be surprised if Amazon doesn't swoop in and absolutely buy it now.
Yeah.
I like their theaters. I think the theaters are great.
I do, too. I like the seats. I like the food. You know, you go and eat the food, and it's kind of garbage.
We don't have
food.
The kind. We only have regular concession stands. We don't have the kind where you can order food.
Where I am here, and you can't find them in L.A. either. I love going. I love going to the movies. Well, that's not true. You can find some that only have. There are a few. Like there's one down off of Lincoln where you can go and have food. I don't go there to have the food, but I also find it peaceful. I like going. I do actually look at when I go to the movies whether it's in the food side or the other side, and if it's on the food side, I kind of would choose that. It's just mostly because I don't have time to go to dinner or have dinner before I go to the movies. So I'm sitting. At least I'm not hungry while I'm watching. But the food usually is crap. The college boards are ending their at-home SAT testing plan, which was part of the reaction to the COVID, right?
This was a disaster.
This
did not go well. The kids were doing the college placement tests. They were doing advanced placement exams that got rejected from the system, and then they have to be retested in June. And so I know they weren't prepared. I get it, but wow, it was such an epic disaster.
It wasn't good. So parents are wondering, the kids are wondering too. So what's next? I think they're going to do in-person tests once again, sort of before school starts in August. Don't they need the info, or is this for next year? This must be, these are tests for admission next year.
Yeah.
The whole college admission thing is a joke.
Yeah, for juniors and seniors, yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. France and the app. You talked about this a little yesterday, and I wanted to spend another minute or two on it because I think it's a good general informational bit. Stop COVID. the app, right, that has been launched in France. What more? This is for both iPhones and Androids. You don't have to download it, but it seems like it would be pretty helpful if you've come in contact or if you know you've been around an infected person. So how else should this be used, and where should it be used, Victoria?
Well, if people do use it, they need a big percentage of the population in order for it to be effective. But if essentially, instead of having another person call you or meet with you and then track down every person you've been in contact with, the app allows you to do that yourself, which I think is great because I think it's easier and it's less cumbersome to manage. So if essentially it will let you, when it's running optimally, meaning a lot of people, like 70% of the population are using it and reporting, if they are positive or if they have symptoms or whatever, then effectively the end result would be you're walking along and you stop to talk to someone and the phone gives you an alarm that says you've now been within 15 minutes talking to a person who has tested positive. So it will let you know, essentially, who to avoid.
Amazing. When you think about it on the surface, think about that.
Well, Israel's doing, because Israel, I think, is always, I always tend to watch what they do with technology, but theirs is different. Theirs is much more invasive, as usual, you know, the Israeli government doesn't, you know, they're very invasive, and so they...
Well, a good reason, actually, most of the time.
Right, but their version of this software is, I think, mandatory to have everyone using it, and the government runs it as opposed to... There are some differences in the legality of...
How that works with him.
Yeah, you should, for sure.
I will, yeah. The WORX, the Works Father's Day giveaway. We're giving you the works starting tomorrow. We will, I think the question will be, what's your favorite memory of your father? And we'll take some calls on that. And we're going to give away a Works mulching mower powered by batteries. Huh? You're saying yes. Huh? This is a brand new concept, a walk-behind mower that looks just like a mower propelled by, let's say, an old Briggs & Stratton engine. But it isn't. It's propelled by a battery. Lasts about an hour, cut about a quarter of an acre. It's worth about $400, and you'll get one of those puppies if we take your call tomorrow. So be thinking about your father and stories about fathers. In the next couple of weeks, we'll give away a couple of these mowers and talk about how cool it is to have some of this. I have all the drills and power tools and stuff. They're a fabulous company. It really is cool. It's very cool. So you'll be prepared tomorrow, hopefully, to talk about your dad and be prepared to win one of these 3-in-1 steel deck mulching mowers powered by batteries from Works, WORX.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So here's the theme. You probably don't recognize it, but it's one of the groundbreaking movies of the modern era, I think. Chuck Curry is here, our movie person. He knows more about DVDs and videos. I don't even know DVD anymore. We can talk about it a little bit. But movies and what's going on in the world of videos. So as we play the music from The Shawshank Redemption, we turn our attention to Charles Curry to find out what it is that needs to be noted regarding the Shawshank Redemption. Chuck Curry!
Morgan Freeman turned 83 years old.
Really? Is he that old? Good Lord.
He has the same birthday as Clint Eastwood, and they work together more than
a
few times.
Yeah.
So I decided to play. Let's play the theme to Shawshank Redemption. I think one of the best movies of all time, and I was doing some reading on it. This is interesting about that film. Well, it came out the same year as Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction. Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture. Shawshank Redemption was not a hit when it played in theaters. It actually lost money. It was produced on a $25 million budget.
You have to think about it. You're not going in to get entertained. You're going to go in there and think, and you got to follow the story, and it's not easy necessarily to do.
But here's the thing. It made $16 million theatrically. They re-released it after it was nominated for Best Picture. It made another $12 million. So financially, it lost some money.
It's on television all the time.
It goes on DVD and then starts to gain attraction. Now it's one of the most rewatchable movies that airs on. It always airs on AMC. Always constantly airs on AMC. And when you change your channels and you start watching Shawshank, it's like The Godfather. It just hooks you.
You don't leave it.
Perfect film.
Yeah, perfect. I like that. Okay, next up, a lot of the original cast members of Hocus Pocus are going to return for a Hocus Pocus 2.
Are they returning? The original cast is returning?
Yep.
According to Sarah Jessica Parker, they're all on board.
Is that a Disney Plus film or is that a theatrical movie?
Is it going
That's
in the
a
theater?
Good question. I don't know. I think it would work really well on Disney Plus, for sure.
Yeah, but come on. We got to have stuff. The AMC movie theater chain is about to declare bankruptcy, and part of it is the threat from all of the streaming services. But because Amazon's probably going to buy it, then it'll get revitalized because Amazon will go more into the movie business and show all their own movies in the theaters, right, Chucker? That certainly is a play that makes sense.
Well, AMC controls, I believe, 1,000 theaters throughout the United States. But, you know, bankruptcy usually happens when you have no revenue and you have to pay bills. So, that's the problem with these. That's what, you know, I was reading an article that the movie theaters that do go out of business completely, the problem with that real estate is that a lot of, you know, movie theaters are sloped, back.
What can you use the buildings for? You got to tear the buildings down for something.
That's right. You got to tear the buildings down, which is...
You mean the entire building is sloped?
Well, the floors are built.
The floors are
sloped. The way they pour the concrete and they set the chairs in, it's always going down. And so the buildings, what do you do with the buildings? You can't do
that. What do you do with the building?
Yeah, tear it down. Hollywood inching closer to getting back to work. Guides and info coming out about what the unions are willing to do or not willing to do. I mean, they got to get back to work, these guys, for all kinds of reasons. Writing, casting, that's still being done virtually, according to
that's being done.
Son and stuff. But they're
actually production and filming, you're going to have massive delays in like we said, on TV shows. The content, what they're going to air, or even on streaming, is going to be, what are they going to air? Mm-hmm. It'd be definitely problematic. I did read one thing, which is a positive, that Warner Brothers says that their big $200 million plus summer film Tenet, directed by The Dark Knight's Chris Nolan, at this point will keep its release date, which I believe
is
July.
What is that about? What's the movie about?
It's some sort of a time travel. If you watch a trailer, it's a little bit confusing on purpose. They don't want to give away the entire plot line of the film, but Chris Nolan's a great director, and it looks really interesting. It will retain its theatrical release date of July 27th, so hopefully by then movie theaters will be open and people will start to go back to films. But I would say, you know, if a multiplex has 12 screens, Doug, a movie like Tenet, when it opens, probably play on 6 of them, and they'll just...
Well, maybe they'll bring back some of the great classics.
In each,
well, I would like to go back to them. I'd love to go see, for example, I would like to see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid again in a movie theater. You know, or The Sting, you know, something like that, those classics. Or maybe John Wayne and The Shootist, something, you know, that kind of stuff. Bring it back.
You'll be able to easily socially distance in the theaters because it'll just be you.
Thank you. Hi, Chuck Curry here, our Movie Man Movie Moments, a part of the DJV program. It's 50.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.